Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is calm and mild. Expect clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. In Haifa, it's a perfect day to be outside with plenty of sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, 9 reported killed in Israeli strikes in Gaza as Egypt hosts new round of talks. This is according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, after the Israeli attack in Beirut, Iran launched missile strikes at Israel. Walla reported this just in. Also this hour, Trump urges Iran to make a deal after Iran fires missiles at Israel for the first time in 2 months. Forward covered this earlier today. Separately, the U.S. urges Israel to delay action on Iran as talks continue over a possible deal. That's according to Ynet earlier today. And finally, Iranian missile launches target northern Israel, Israeli military says. Axios has more on this from earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global, posting just minutes ago, reports that Israel halted humanitarian aid to Gaza. They cite the security situation and Iranian missile fire as reasons. Daniel Seidman, a noted commentator, posted just minutes ago that a motion has been denied, though further details are unclear. Jonathan Schanzer, a Middle East analyst, noted earlier today that Saudi media reports rapid movement toward a deal with Iran, cautioning that failure could lead to crisis. Let's go deeper. Starting with the strikes in Gaza, the Times of Israel reports that the Israeli Defense Forces hit several targets, including a Hamas police post in Khan Yunis. This action comes amidst a new round of talks hosted by Egypt. The developments highlight the fragile state of negotiations and potential for escalation. Turning to the situation in Beirut and northern Israel, Iran launched missiles following an Israeli attack in Dahiya, as Walla reports. This marks the end of a ceasefire period from Iran and signals a potential escalation in regional tensions. Civilians in northern Israel face the immediate threat of missile attacks. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is urging Iran to engage in talks after its missile strikes on Israel. Forward notes, this is the first direct fire from Iran in 2 months. Trump's involvement underscores the complex interplay of international diplomacy and regional security. On the diplomatic front, the U.S. is advising Israel to hold off on action against Iran. Ynet reports ongoing discussions in Israel about the timing and consequences of such actions. This reflects the delicate balance of continuing negotiations while maintaining security. And finally, Axios reports on the broader implications of Iranian missile launches targeting northern Israel. Such actions could unravel diplomatic negotiations and potentially reignite broader conflict. The regional stability remains precarious. Turning to business and markets. First, CoreLogix raised $200 million at a $1.6 billion valuation. Keytech reports that the demand for AI-driven data solutions is surging. Separately, Omer-based startup EshTech has developed a portable laser interception system. According to Globes, this innovation promises new capabilities in drone defense. And finally, SpaceX is planning a record $75 billion IPO, as reported by Ynet Business. This move could significantly impact global markets and fund AI advancements. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.